Let's spoil the Larry Sanders Show, episodes 14 and 15 of season 3, The 14th Floor and Next Stop Bottom. Very arty heavy episodes, which is nothing but a good thing for me. And in fact, Next Stop Bottom, not even that funny. I mean, they put some funny beats in, especially right at the end with the gun lighter bit. But yeah, it got a little dark there for a little bit, as dark as Larry Sanders Show gets.
But I think that's important because in order to forgive my philosophical bent right here, but like from an evolutionary standpoint, the reason we have laughter as a species is to communicate to others of our tribe that we're safe. And so imagine you're out hunting with other hunters, and then you hear a twig snap, all of you freeze. And then you're the first to recognize that it's a monkey and not a saber-toothed tiger that snapped that twig. So you laugh and everyone else laughs and that tension's released. That laughter lives in the tension that comes before it. And I feel like that's the main purpose of this episode, is to give us a little bit of teeth, to show us real despair and misery, to make these, ironically, we just talked about our frustrations with Westworld. What that lacks, I think this has, is real stakes, concrete pain, which makes the humor all the more delicious. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. And also, I couldn't get it out of my mind that the woman who plays Darlene is Gary Shandling's ex-wife.
Yes.
And she is, you know, and you hear Hank saying all these things to Darlene about his failing marriage. And so I had to look. The story for Next Stop Bottom is by Gary Shandling, Paul Sims, and Judd Apatow. The teleplay, the actual language, is credited solely to Judd Apatow.
Oh, that's interesting. So you think that was a dodge? Like, please don't put our fingerprints all over the actual words being said.
Especially because I'm making Hank tell Darlene all the things that I would say to my ex-wife. I don't know. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. I might just be reading too much into it.
And even if it's not a case where he wants to dodge responsibility, it could be a case where he's like, I don't want to be seen. Like, I don't even want it to be thought that I'm doing this in that petty way. So I'd rather not have the credits. And this is, of course, in a strange kingdom where currency, you know, where credit is king.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, that was in my mind, but also nonetheless, kind of an extra beat that I wouldn't have expected we got. We got Hank's wedding in last season. We got Hank's divorce this season. And it ended with, you know, Hank just kind of wigging out. I didn't think that was a tease to, hey, in two episodes, we're going to watch Hank hit bottom. He's going to hole up in a hotel room with drugs and alcohol and prostitutes, and you're going to watch the whole thing. And, you know, for September 1994, this was incredibly edgy television that HBO was doing.
Well, and am I remembering right that a big part of the prostitutes part was that he just wanted her to say nice things to him? Like that real heartbreaking beat that you hear about from stories, like allegedly when Chris Farley died, you know, he was just like, I just want you to stay and cuddle with me. Maybe I'm misremembering. I don't know.
I guess someone in our chat room is saying Gary Shandling and Laura Doucette were never married. They were just partners. So it was a breakup, not a divorce. Whatever.
Sure.
Point still stands.
Yeah. I don't know. That changes too much.
Yeah, I don't think that changes my analysis at all.
I'll tell you what is awesome, though, is seeing Haley Joel Osment. Did you instantly recognize him in the 14th floor?
No, I didn't.
Really?
I had to look him up the second
he walked out, I was just like, are you kidding me? That's amazing.
I was like, I saw him and I was, because he also recently was in another show I'm watching in a cameo role.
Yes.
I was like, that person looks really familiar, but I had to look it up. And I was like, oh, crap. Like, and I felt kind of dumb that I didn't recognize him.
No, I went down the rabbit hole to explain to my 12-year-old, because we also watched the unnamed show for an upcoming podcast. I had to explain how big a deal that cameo was. So I went back and showed her the trailer to The Sixth Sense. Once you see him just a few years afterwards, it's like, that's Haley Joel Osment with a little Trump haircut. It's amazing.
He was really good, too. Like, He's talented kid at a very early age.
Yeah, I was trying to piece together how he landed all those lines, because I don't think he's reading off of cue cards. I guess that was one of the talents that made him a good kid actor.
I was wondering that myself, because there were no obvious cuts there for his lines.
I mean, it's a fairly extended one take shot.
Yeah. The 14th floor, though, the classic dispute with the folks upstairs, and there have been more than one of these over the years. Letterman with GE, of course, incredibly famous. And they all play out this way, where like, oh, come on, you guys, it was just a joke. And some ended with a little more serious apology than others. So I don't know. The thing I loved the most about this was Artie just lying to Larry.
And oh,
just
sure.
Like, everything's fine. Don't worry about it. I'll take it. And when he said they're going to fire me, I was fully expecting that to be BS, right? This is how I will manipulate Larry into doing the apology. Like, that is classic Artie playbook.
And then
we didn't get that.
Yeah.
Kind of a dark 14th floor, a very dark episode for Artie. You know, ending in his, you know, drunken.
Oh yeah,
rant
I thought he was fake drunk. That's the other thing is not just that he was saying he was going to be fired, but I thought he was going to walk out and say, yeah, the drunk act worked. You know, and then we didn't get that.
Yeah, the only time I really felt like Artie was not in control, when really that's all we ever see of him is almost completely in control of the show and of Larry.
Well, and yet every once in a while when they're doing the off campus party, he's the one making the salty dogs and gets drunk really fast. So, you know, there's a lot of pain to Artie down below as well. He just keeps up a very solid professional facade. It's a deep character.
But weirdly, like, remember the episode with Larry's old comedy writing partner? This episode dealt much better, more realistically, with the role of alcohol in all of Hollywood and all that stuff than that one did. You know, the other one was a cartoon where you just heard bottles clanking all the time and everyone saying, you're drunk. Whereas like that fraying at the edges that Artie shows, I think was very believable. And again, speaks to part of what makes this so smart and such good comedy is that there are real teeth and there's real pain lurking just beneath the surface of every laugh.
Yeah, these were both really, really solid episodes. I enjoyed them both quite a bit. Even if they were a little more serious, like you say, that makes the comedy bits work. To the point where the end of Next Stop Bottom, where he slaps the gun on the table with Larry and it turns out to be a lighter, almost felt unbelievable in retrospect compared to everything else.
Like it would have been in a better episode if like the gun had gone off at that moment.
Yeah, right, or something. I don't know, yeah. Any other thoughts on the Larry Sanders Show?
No, man. Just gets better and better and can't wait to watch the next ones.
That's Larry Sanders Show, episode 14, 15, season 3, The 14th Floor, and Next Stop Bottom. Thanks all for hanging out with us, for watching Spoiler in Time and supporting us on Patreon. Patreon.com/cordkillers is the place to go. Tell your friends. Thanks for keeping us in business, and we'll spoil you again next time.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.